Blog Talk Radio.
Praise the Lord, everybody. I want to welcome you to another edition of the Miracle Man Show here on Monday, February the 1st. February the 1st. It's hard to believe we've made it to February now. And we're so glad that you've tuned in tonight to the broadcast. Wherever you are, however you're tuning in, we're just grateful that you've made the determination tonight to tune into the broadcast, to learn more about the things of God. Amen. And we're just so glad that you would just tune in like this. And believe in God with you. 2021 is going to be your best year ever. Your best year that you ever had. We continue to believe God with that. For you in that. And amen. Some real quick acknowledgments and announcements. I want to give a happy birthday to my brother, Raymond, if you're listening. Raymond from Kentucky. Elizabethtown, Radcliffe, Kentucky area. Happy birthday to you. And I love you. I'm believing God for you. Pray that you're having your best birthday in a long time. Amen. So happy birthday to Raymond from Kentucky. And so I did that because I know when his birthday is. Listeners, if I knew when your birthday was, I would, of course, properly acknowledge you here on my show. We have a programming announcement, and that is that on Monday, February 8th, due to Miracle Man traveling back to Michigan from Kentucky, there will be no Miracle Man show the day after the Super Bowl. Say all. I had to do that, but it's funny. I think there was another time, either 2 years ago, maybe three, that we didn't have a show the day after the Super Bowl. I forget if I was traveling or what on earth happened, but we will be back on Tuesday, and we'll be, of course, talking about the Super Bowl and what transpired, what did I like, what didn't I like. And by the way, you're still going to get my pick for Wednesday night, on Wednesday night for the Super Bowl on Sunday night. I still haven't made up my mind, to be honest with you. On one team, they have a player that was at Midland High right after I left. I mean, graduated, right after I graduated. The other team has one of my favorite pro football quarterbacks. So, and not only that, also, who will play the better game? And things like that. And yes, the coke and donut thing is on. It's become a tradition. Is that me and one of my helpers? One of them that likes Coke and donuts. We make bets about the Super Bowl. And here's how this works. If I pick a team, the team I want to win the Super Bowl, the team I pick to win the Super Bowl, because I don't pick based on what I want. I hope your listeners realize that. I don't pick based on who I want. I pick based on who I honestly think will actually win the Super Bowl. Who has the capabilities? Who has the better talent? Who has the slight edge? That's what I use to help make my Super Bowl picking decisions. But if I win, the team I pick wins and they pick otherwise, if that happens, they owe me Coke and a donut. If, however, they lose, if, however, I lose, they win, then I got to buy them a Coke and a donut, whatever soda they like. And since I'm on this, I've been 1-2. Can I get the bounce back this time? Because last time I lost. The first time I lost, the second time I win, last year I lost. And hopefully by last, you know what? I don't think I'm going to make a decision. I'm going to let the coin decide for me when I do the coin flip live on the show. Because for me, this is a very hard pick to make. Both have a lot of talent. I'm not even in the sports update. I don't know why. I got it. Oh, because I said I wasn't going to be here Monday night on the radio show. And so, but we do have more sports to get to, as at the end I'm going to be dealing with Matthew Stafford and Lions and what's next. So that's just how I'm going to say it. Stafford, Lions, and what's next. And you'll have to stick around till the end of the show to find out where I'm going with this. And what I think it means for all parties involved. All right. So, that is, of course, fair game. All right. So another announcement I want to make is we are now live on PayPal. The Miracle Man Show is now live on PayPal. You're more than welcome. In fact, you're encouraged to sow seed. If you think the show has made a profound difference in your life, the encouragement I've given you, the word I've given you to stand on, that's made a difference in your life, Consider sowing seed. This is good ground here. Great ground. Good, fertile, godly ground. And the Bible says, and he who sows seed in the good ground, yields a fruit. Amen. So that website is paypal.com. And for the name Rivers Shukla, there's a space in between Rivers and Shukla, and Rivers, R-Y-V-E-R-S, V as in Violet, R-Y-V-E-R-S, and then the last name is Shukla, S-H-U-K-L-A. And you can sow seed based on what God leads you to sow. And I'm not going to pressure you to sow a certain amount of seed. No, let God deal with you. And if you want to stretch, then go ahead and stretch yourself. Sometimes you need to stretch in order to get that miracle that you believe in God for. Just be led by God. You want to sow seed? Little seed, a lot of seed? I'll pray over it gladly. And I will use it for the glory of God. Amen, and amen, and amen. Oh, yes. Uh-huh. And so, so anyhow, you're starting to see in a lot of states that many of these places, many of these states that had shut different things back down are now opening some of it back up. Example, today we just opened restaurants back up indoors to 25% capacity. I'd do it at like 75 or 100, but it is what it is. I would do what DeSantis did, because in my mind right now, DeSantis, when it comes to this, is what all of our governors should be. But, of course, everybody, different, you know, there's 50 governors. And even if it's different parties, some governors may think differently. They may think differently compared to others, based on what they think and based on whatever experts or wannabe experts or whatever tell them. And of course, and by the way, those of you who are screaming about new mutations, let me listen up. I'm going to tell you something you probably know. Viruses are going to virus. That's what viruses do best. They virus. That's all they know. They mutate. You know, they mutate. And they'll be like, but this new strain, it goes with the, it resists the vaccine. So what we got to do as Christians is curse this the virus, and not just curse the virus, curse the demons that came to America with it. We have to, every day, continue to curse this virus, because these lockdowns, these you can only have your business open at 25%, and you can only have it open until a certain closing time, then you must shut down for the night. Is that freedom? No, it's not. That is called socialism, communism. A communist is a grown-up socialist. A socialist is a teenage communist. And here's the thing. Whatever you get back on the other side of this, the chances of getting it back, unless you pray and believe God, the chances of you getting it back are remote. I'm serious. Once they get the power, they're not that easy to give it up. Now, I thank the Lord for Ron DeSantis in Free Florida. Yes, I did. I get excited when I say that. Free Florida. Yeah, I do. Yeah, someone I know, is going to go to Florida in a month for a week. Them and their daughter is going to go to Disney World. And I was teasing Shelly last night. I was telling her, I think I should just sneak in their suitcase and just, hide in the suitcase and get on the plane with them. Go to, Florida. But if you own a business, and you're thinking about, if you own a business, pray over your business, bless it. And if you have the courage, open up. You say, when should I open? Tomorrow. If not tomorrow, as soon as possible. And if you're a pastor who's listening to this program, and you've got a good church, you've kept it closed for whatever reason, well, I kept my clothes. I've kept my church closed. And I'm afraid of the virus. Oh, you're afraid? Fear to fear. Well, I'm praying to God when I should open up my church. Let me tell you, Sunday. Open that thing up, please. Believe God that the members will come back. Most of our members have come back to my church. And we've got a few newbies. Obviously you always have newbies. At a church my size, you always have new people coming and going. And believe God. And so we have to believe God. We have to believe God. We have to curse this mandemic, plandemic. We have to take authority over that thing. And say, you know, Jesus died so that we could be free. Jesus died so we could be healed. Jesus died so we didn't have to live in sickness and disease. And say, by the name, in the name of Jesus, 19, you are broken. Your power is broken. In the name of Jesus. And take authority over that thing daily. I take authority over that every day at 12 noon. Set your phone for 12 noon. Look up to heaven. Curse the virus. Curse the demons that are with it. Pray for those who are sick. And pray over law enforcement. Thank you, Jesus, for our law enforcement. And if I have any law enforcement listening today, thank you so much for all you do to keep us safe. Thank you for going in harm's way. And that's for those of you who are in blue, our police officers, those of you who are in firefighting, those of you who are in the military, those of you in green, we thank you. I thank you. Thank God for you. Thank you for fighting for America. Amen. And thank you all for keeping us safe. And we should always pray for our law enforcement and our military, because they're very important. They really are. And I don't make light of them at all. As in my mind, they are heroes. They're not the ultimate hero that Jesus is, of course, but they're heroes. They really are. And so, so I was watching this movie, The Flubber, the other day, and I was just thinking about how and that flubber, it just made everything fly. Everything. You know, the inventor, it made his car start flying. His car became a flying car. And he flies it to one point, he ends up flying it to his fiance's house. And by that point, he had missed the wedding. For a third time, mind you. Because when the movie's taking place, he's supposed to be getting married. But he's at home in the basement working on Flubber. And he makes a big, huge mess in his basement that takes forever and ever to clean up as that Flubber is bouncing out that window, bouncing through the yard, bouncing up and down the neighborhood. But when Jesus comes to pick us up, He's going to pick us up and we're going to go to heaven. Amen. And Jesus is going to grab a hold of us. I don't think we're going to slip out like what might sometimes happen with Flubber. You don't think it's going to be like Flubber when Jesus comes, right? If it was like Flubber, some of us would fall back down, wouldn't we? Some of us? If it was like Flubber, some of us would fall back down. Others of us might, continue the ascent up. No, Jesus will have a hold of us. He will. It will not be like that Flubber movie. Even though it's a good, funny movie. I remember when I was about 8 and a half, I had the cassette. And we watched the movie one night. And then the next morning, I go on YouTube, decide I'm going to listen to the cassette version. Because on YouTube, they had the cassette version. So I was like, let's see. Are there things in the cassette that were not in the movie? No. There were things in the movie that obviously were not in the cassette. You're talking 90 minutes. Versus 14 minutes. And it does, because that does a good job, great job at summarizing it very well. But it leaves out many of the details. Except for that basketball thing is one of the things that is the best job at summarizing. Because, you see, at that basketball game, the one team, Rutland, they go up 54-3 at halftime. They're undefeated. They hadn't lost in over 100 games. But then, Mr. Wilson brings out that Flubber. Mr. Brainerd. Wilson's one of the characters, but Mr. Brainerd, Philip Brainerd, he brings out that Flubber, sneaks down there to the court, and gives players a dose of Flubber. And then they start blasting that ball around the court, and they jump like many feet in the air, like 5 feet, 5 feet in the air, thereabout. And then, because of that, they end up winning the game. Medfield does by a point. They give their opponent their first loss in over 100 games. It's almost like David and Goliath. No, Flubber is not God. Do not ask for Flubber to save you. Besides that, many occasions it made a mess. I'm going to get off of that because I'm not going to give the rest of the movie away. You can go watch it yourself, Netflix it, whatever. Funny movie, though. And extremely quickly, before we get into some worship and get into the meat of the night, you can go to your local McDonald's and grab yourself an icy cold Coca-Cola for the low price of just $1. And you can choose regular Coke, Sprite, Dr. Pepper. You want to be like Preacher Man. Werner's, if you McDonald's has it. And while you're there, you can check out the app to see what great deals they have on that McDonald's app if you registered. All right. Now, I want you to be ready to receive. Enter in to Jesus' presence tonight as we get into worship and as we get into the word of the Lord. Stand firm, stand strong. We know the word of God is a firm foundation. Trust in the blood, you can't go wrong. You've done all you can to stand, stand firm. Stand firm, stand strong. You know the word of God is a firm foundation. Trust in the blood and you can't go wrong. Done all you can to stand, stand firm. I speak the blood. The blood speaks for me. Yeah, I speak the blood. The blood of Jesus speaks for me. I speak the blood. The blood speaks for me. I speak the blood. The blood speaks for me. We have one hope, one faith, one love. One faith, one hope, one love. One hope, one faith, one hope, one love. Stand firm, stand strong. You know, the word of a God is a firm foundation. Trust in blood and you can't go wrong. You've done all you can to stand, stand firm, stand strong. You know the word of a God is a firm foundation. Trust in the blood and you can't go wrong. Done all you can to stand strong. Amen. That was a song that I remember from quite a long time ago. We're going to continue. You're the Lord of all creation. Still you know my heart. The author of salvation. Love me from the start. Waiting here for you. No, actually, I started that wrong. We're going to start that the right way. If faith could move the mountain, let the mountains move. The author of salvation, waiting here for you. Waiting here for you. You're the Lord of all creation. Still you know my heart. The author of salvation. You love me from the start. Waiting here for you. With our hands lifted high in praise. And it's you. We adore, singing out. faithfulness is true. We're desperate for your presence. All we need is you. We're waiting here for you with our hands lifted high in praise. And it's you we adore, singing hallelujah. We're waiting here for you with our hands lifted high in praise. 'Cause it's you we adore, singing alleluia, alleluia,
to be overcome
by your presence, Lord. Your presence, Lord. Oh, oh, oh. There's nothing worth more that could ever come close. Nothing can compare. You're our living hope. Your presence, Lord. Oh, yes, Lord. I've tasted and seen of the sweetest of loves, where my heart becomes free and my shame is undone. In your presence, Lord. Oh, hallelujah. Holy Spirit, you are welcome here. Come flood this place and fill the atmosphere. Your glory, God, is what our hearts long for. To be overcome by your presence, Lord. Your presence, Lord. Let us become more aware of your presence. Let us experience the glory of your goodness. Let us become more aware of your presence. Let us experience the glory of your goodness. Let us become more aware of your presence. Let us experience the glory of your goodness. Let us become more aware of your presence. Let us experience the glory of your goodness. Holy Spirit, you are welcome here. Come flood this place and fill the atmosphere. Your glory, God, is what our hearts long for. To be overcome by your presence, Lord. Holy Spirit, you are welcome here. Come flood this place and fill the atmosphere. Your glory, God, is what our hearts long for. To be overcome by your presence, Lord. Your presence, Lord, your presence, Lord. Hallelujah, 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 hallelujah. Thank you, Lord Jesus, for your Holy Spirit, for your holy presence. Thank you, Lord God, that your presence is all we need. I pray, Lord God, that may it be all we seek. May it be everything, Lord God, for us. Thank you, Lord God, that our soul would rest in your Spirit. Thank you. I pray, Lord God, that we may experience your Holy Spirit and that we're so glad, Lord God, that your Holy Spirit rests upon us, and that it brings joy to us. It brings love to us. It gives peace to us. Peace, 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 peace. Speak peace to these storms that try to come over us. I speak peace to those situations, peace to our minds, peace to our bodies, that the peace of God would rest upon us. In your name, Jesus. And Heavenly, thank you, Lord God, that as we study the Word tonight, may these listeners have a heart to hear and a mind ready to understand and ears ready to hear from the wonderful, great Word of God. I thank you that every need tonight would be met by you, great Holy Spirit. In your matchless name we pray. And now, Heavenly Father, I make my confession over this program tonight. I pray that in your name, Father, that sponsors and partners would come to this program, that finances would come to this program, that increases in listenership would come to this program. And most of all, Lord God, I thank you for huge increases of souls coming into this, your kingdom, Lord God, as a result of this great radio program. In Jesus' matchless name, amen, amen, amen. Turn with me in your Bibles, please, to the book of Psalm 63. Woo! Psalm 63. Amen. Hey, thank God for the Word of God. Thank God for the Word of God. Thank God for His Word. What would we do without the Word of God? She feels for those who don't know God, and I'm like, how do they even make it without Him? How do they even survive without Him? I don't know, but I pray that they would find Him. That's why we have to reach, win souls. Psalm 63. I'm going to begin here with verse 1. And I want to encourage you to follow along. Whatever I do, you do. Amen. Because I believe you get the most out of this if you participate. Hallelujah. Sorry about that. Just checking the clock. We're good there. Thank you, Jesus. O God, you are my God. I earnestly seek you when it's convenient. Oh. I'm sorry. Try that again. O God, you are my God. I seek you earnestly. My soul thirsts for you. My body longs for you in a dry and weary land where there is no water. I have seen you in the sanctuary, and I have beheld your power and your glory, because your love is better than life. My lips will glorify you. I will praise you as long as I live. And in your name, I will lift up my hands. My soul will be satisfied as with the richest of foods. The singing lips, my mouth, with singing lips, my mouth will praise you. On my bed, I remember you. I think of you through the watches of the night, because you are my help. I sing in the shadow of your wings. My soul clings to you. Your right hand upholds me. Those who seek my life will be destroyed. They will go down to the depth of the earth. They will be given over to the sword, and they will become food for jackals. The king will rejoice in God. All who swear to God's name will praise him, while the mouths of liars will be silenced. Let's go to 64. Hear me, O God, as I voice my complaint. Protect my life from the threat of the enemy. Hide me from the conspiracy of wicked, from the noisy crowd of evildoers. They sharpen their tongues just like swords, and they aim their words just like deadly arrows. They shoot from ambush at the innocent man, and they shoot at him suddenly without fear. They encourage each other in evil plans, and they talk about hiding their snares. They say, oh, who's going to see it? Who's going to see them? They plot injustice, and they say, we have devised a perfect plan. Surely the mind and heart of man are cunning, but God will shoot them with arrows. Suddenly they will be struck down, and he will turn their own tongues against them and will bring them to ruin, and all who see them will shake their heads in scorn. All mankind will fear. They will proclaim the works of God, and they will ponder what he has done. Let the righteous rejoice in the Lord and take refuge in him, and let all the upright in heart praise him. Let's go to 65. Praise await you, O God, in Zion. To you, our vows, by you, our vows will be fulfilled. O you who hear prayer, to you all men will come. When we were overwhelmed by sins, you forgave our transgressions. Blessed are those you choose and bring near to live in your courts. We are filled with the good things of your house, with your holy temple. You answer us with awesome deeds of righteousness. O God, our Savior, the hope of all the ends of the earth, without flowing seas, formed the mountains by your power, having armed with strength who killed the roaring of the seas, the roaring of the waves, and the turmoil of the nations. Those living far away fear your wonders, whose morning dawns, for morning dawns and evening fades, you call forth songs of praise. You care for the land and you water it. You enrich it abundantly. The streams of God are filled with water to provide the people with grain. For so you have ordained us. For so you have ordained it. You drench its furrows and level its ridges. You soften it, shiners, and you bless its crops. You crown the year of your bounty, and your carts overflow with abundance. The grasslands of the desert overflow, and the hills are clothed with gladness. The shadows are covered with flocks, and the valleys are mantled with grain, and they shout for joy, and they sing. Director of music, a song. Shout for joy to God, all the earth. Sing the glory of his name. Make his praise glorious. Say to God, how awesome are your deeds. So great is your power that your enemies cringe before you. All the earth bows down to you, and they sing praise to you, and they sing praise to your name. Selah. Come and see what God has done. How awesome his works in man's behalf. He turned the sea into dry land. They passed through the waters on foot. Come, let us rejoice in him. He rules forever by his power. His eyes watch the nations. Do not let the rebellious rise up against him. Selah. Praise our God, O peoples. Let the sound of his praise be heard. He has preserved our lives, and he has kept our feet from slipping. For you, O God, tested us, and you refined us like silver. You brought us in a prison, and you laid various on our backs. You let me ride over our heads. We went through fire and water, but you brought us to a place of abundance. Hallelujah. I love that. You brought us to a place. I put in that hallelujah. Verse 13. I will come to your temple with offerings, and I will fulfill my vows to you. Vows my lips promised you, and my mouth spoke when I was in trouble. I will sacrifice to you with an offering. I will offer praise. Of course, it says I'll offer the bulls and cattle and all that, but obviously with the new covenant, that's not how we give offerings. Come and listen, all ye who fear God. Let me tell you what he has done for me. I cried out to him with my mouth. His praise was on my tongue. Amen. I like that better rather than whining being on my tongue. Excuse me, I shouldn't laugh about that. I like that better. I like praise being better. I'd rather praise on my tongue than whining. The praises to God were on my tongue. If I had cherished sin in my heart, the Lord would not have listened. But God has surely listened, and he has heard my voice in prayer. Praise be to God who has not rejected my prayer or withheld his love from me. Let's go to 67. This will be the last one. May God be gracious to us and bless us and make his face shine upon us. You know, that song, The Blessing, it's part of where we get that song from. Psalm 67. See that. With that your ways may be known on earth, your salvation among all nations. May the peoples praise you, O God. May all the people praise you. May the nations be glad and sing for joy, for you rule the peoples justly, and you guide the nations of the earth. Selah. May the peoples praise you, O God, and may all the peoples praise you. Then the land will yield its harvest, and God, our God, will bless us. God will bless us. The ends of the earth will fear him. You know what? Let's read 68 as well. 67 was short. Let's read 68. For the director of music of David, a song. Verse 1. May God arise. Let God arise, and may his enemies be scattered. May his foes flee before him. Smoke is blown away by the wind. May you blow them away. With wax melts before the fire. As wax melts before the fire, may the wicked perish before God. But may the righteous be glad and rejoice before God, and may they be happy and joyful. Sing to God, sing praise to his name. Extol him who rides on the clouds. His name is the Lord, and rejoice before him. He is a father to the fatherless. He is the defender of widows. He is God in his holy dwelling. God sits the lonely in families. He leads forth the prisoners with singing. but the rebellious live in a sun-scorched land without AC. Oh, okay, I threw that part in there. Verse 7. When you went out before your people, O God, when you marched through the wasteland, the earth shook. The heavens poured down rain before God. The one of Sinai, before God, the God of Israel, you gave abundant showers, O God. You refreshed your weary inheritance. Your people settled in it. And from your bounty, O God, you provided for the poor. The Lord announced the word, and great was the company of those who proclaimed it. Kings and armies flee in haste. The campsmen divide the plunder. Even while you sleep among the campfires, the wings of my hope are shaved with silver, its feathers with shining gold. When the Almighty scattered the kings in the land, it was like snow fallen on Zaman. The mountains of Bashan are majestic mountains. Rugged are the mountains of Bashan. Why gaze in envy, O rugged mountains, at the mountain where God chooses to reign, where the Lord himself will dwell forever? The chariots of God are tens of thousands and thousands of thousands. The Lord has come from Sinai to his sanctuary. When you ascended on high, you led captives in your train. You received gifts from men, even from the rebellious, that you, O Lord God, might dwell there. Praise be to the Lord, to God, our Savior, who daily bears our burdens. Our God is a God who come on, listeners, I didn't hear you. A God who saves. Our God is a God who saves. Amen. Write that thing down. Our God is a God who saves. And the sovereign Lord comes escape from death. Surely God will crush the heads of his enemies, the hairy crowns of those who go on in their sins. The Lord says, I will bring them from Bashan. I will bring them from the depths of the sea, that you may plunge your feet in the blood of your foes, while the tongues of your foes have their share. Your procession has come into view, O God. The procession my God and King, to the sanctuary. In front are the singers. After them, the musicians. With them are the maidens playing tambourines. Praise God in the great congregation. Praise the Lord in the assembly of Israel. There is the little tribe of Benjamin leading them there. The great throng of Judah's princes. And there, the princes of And it says, summon your power, O God. Show us your strength, O God, as you have done before. Because you're your temple at Jerusalem, kings will bring you gifts. Remove the beast among the reeds, the weeds, the herd of bulls among the calves of the nations. Remember, may it bring bars of silver. Scatter the nations who delight in war. Envoys will come from Egypt. Cush will submit himself to God. Sing to God, O kingdoms of earth. Sing praise to the Lord, Selah. To him who rides the ancient skies above, who thunders mighty voice, proclaim the power of God, whose majesty is over Israel, whose power is in the skies. You are awesome, O God, in your sanctuary. The God of Israel gives power and strength to his people. Praise be to God. Oh, wow. Where do I begin? I love this Psalm 68, excuse me. I'm going to talk about this one especially. I'm going to be scattered before him. Smoke is only God. God is the lonely family. See, he saw them on high, has the crowds. His name is the Lord. He rejoices in him. Our God is the father to the fatherless. Write that down. You don't have a dad? God can be your father. Amen. Write that thing down. Write that down. He's a defender of widows. He is God in his holy dwelling. Despite the lonely and families, he leads forth the prisoners are singing, but they're rebellious. Venice is on scorched land. Shook the heavens, poured down rain. And was that before God? Point three, you can write down. God provides for the poor. He provides for the poor. Kings of Mount flee in haste. Their camps have even while you sleep among the wings of my singing in the land and the like power falling on Zion. Another one. The beauty of God. Let's say it this way. The Lord is more beautiful than any mountain anywhere. It's like just the majesticness of Him. It's more beautiful than any mountain you're ever going to see. And those mountains are beautiful. And another one I wanted to talk about is how God turns seas into highways. You know, God, parted the Red Sea for the Israelites. He parted the Red Sea for the Israelites. He parted it. Let them pass through on dry land with the walls of water around them as a guide. This was so that they could get to where they wanted to go. Let's talk about 37. I want you to write this down. God wants to be gracious to us and bless us. And He wants to shine His face upon us. Another one from another psalm. The love of the Lord is better than life. What we mean by that is we mean the love of the Lord is better than just, you know, life on earth. The love of God does not waver. It does not waver. Ever. Ever. You know, the love of the Lord never wavers. It never tapers off. It doesn't fail. It doesn't have all kinds of conditions on it. You know, where He says, I only love you if, I only love you if, I only love you if. Now, don't get me wrong. God despises with a huge passion beyond anything you can despise something, beyond any way that level that you could despise something. God despises wickedness. He loves people. He despises sin. The Bible says, I hate the workers of iniquity. What He means is He hates the iniquity that they're committing. But He loves all of us. He loves those of us who do His will. He loves us. He loves us. Aren't you glad that God loves us? He does. It's very true. He loves us, every one of us, and I thank the Lord Jesus for that. And I know time's getting very short, probably should have quit meeting a couple minutes earlier, but that Psalm 68 just has so much power in it that I didn't want to stop partway through. It also talks about, you know, what we read about, talks about giving praise unto the Lord. And why you should still give praise to the Lord even if you don't feel praisey. You know, and you got to worship Him. There's always say praise and worship, like in the house of God. It's very important. It really is. I'm going to revisit some of the stuff tomorrow night because there are things tonight that I did not get to that I really wanted to discuss. Because it's just powerful. Heavenly Father, we thank you for this word tonight. Thank you, Lord God, for this wonderful word. Your word is majestic, Jesus. You are majestic. Your name is majestic. You're beautiful, more beautiful than any mountain. And I just thank you, Lord God, that this word would just dwell in us. In Jesus' matchless name. Amen and amen and amen. All right. I have massive, humongo, huge news, huge YUGE news the last couple days, breaking from Detroit. Yes, I'm still going to remember the huge, huge. I got that. I heard that from somewhere. No, I'll not say where. But this huge news is Matthew Stafford has been traded to the Los Angeles Rams. In exchange for the Rams, great quarterback, he made it to a Super Bowl in the 2018 season, but in the last 31 games, he has thrown 29 interceptions in 31 games. It's almost one a game. I hope he can figure out what's going on with that, because we still have our receivers to work with. We now have two draft picks, two first-round draft picks, two of them, that we got in return. Stafford got traded. Also, we get a quarterback who's only 26 years old, which means that he can still keep growing. And by growing, I mean, you know, keep getting that arm strength built up so we can do better and better and better and better. I would like to see us draft a running back, maybe. Maybe a good receiver. Or maybe a great defensive weapon of some kind. We have to do better on defense if we want to win football games. It's as simple as that. The Lions have to. Cannot get their players from Craigslist. Sometimes I feel like the Lions and the Tigers get some of their players from either Craigslist or the online equivalent of Goodwill. Yeah, sometimes I think they get it from Goodwill, equivalent, Craigslist, or, you know, these other no-name thrift shop type places where you get players. That's not the way to win football games. That's not the way to win football games. No, it's not. And so, I pulled a couple of good football fans that I know well. They both told me that they think this was a good trade move. And hopefully the Lions can translate this into some good winning in the future. All right, folks. I may revisit this tomorrow. And until next time, God first, God always. So long, everybody, and I will talk to you all tomorrow.